Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, February 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, Heartland Crime Stoppers is offering a $3,000 reward for information regarding the homicide of John Travius Perry, who was killed in Highlands County on December 1st, 2020. Anyone with info is requested to call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, or **TIPS from any cell phone. All tipsters will be kept anonymous. Your local events here in Hardy County, and lots of them this Saturday, February 27th. From 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., you can stop by the 3rd Annual VFW and VFW Auxiliary Craft and Yard Sale. It is at VFW Post 11179. That is at 31 North Brown Avenue in Fort Meade. For more information, you can call K at 863-285-7955 or D at 863-285-6776. And from 8 a.m. to noon, Hardy County will have their Household Hazardous Waste Collection event. You can dispose of up to 60 pounds of hazardous waste per home for free at the Hardy County Landfill, 685 Airport Road. Accepted materials include household cleaners, garden pesticides, paints, antifreeze and vehicle fluids, and pool chemicals. For questions or details, you can call 863-773-5089. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Madrid CPWG is looking for an assistant to the CEI department manager. A bachelor's degree and 1 year of Microsoft Office experience are preferred. The ITM group is looking for a competency trainer, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, and a successful criminal background check are required. And Amazon Sheds and Gazebos is looking for a sales associate. 4 years of sales experience are preferred. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy MIDDAY at gmail.com. Remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 83, partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, recovering from poor. Maximum UV index is 6, high. Wind south-southeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. The humidity is slightly humid, 56%. Dew point 60, the cloud cover 45%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:26 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog toward morning, with lows in the mid-50s and northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, highs in the lower 80s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. And Thursday night, mostly clear, with lows around 60 and east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and Forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Forest land and farmland already contribute to carbon sequestration, and the American Farm Bureau says those contributions can rise as climate-smart farming practices increase. A Farm Bureau analysis of federal data shows reductions in agricultural emissions and the importance of finding new ways to capture more carbon in cropland and pastureland. But the Farm Bureau says climate goals need to be achieved without harming agricultural production. A year into the pandemic, many in the nation's food supply chain are still feeling its effects. Now, a new multi-institution research team, including the University of Florida, aims to assess the impact of the pandemic on food and ag systems and to develop strategies for future crises. According to MorningAgClips.com, the project titled Lessons from COVID-19 includes multiple components. One of the first will capture impacts to food supply chain businesses via surveys. The project is funded by the USDA's Ag and Food Research Initiative. The National Potato Council is encouraging Mexico's Supreme Court to affirm the draft ruling that would overturn Mexico's ban on U.S. fresh potato imports. NPC CEO Cam Quarles says a positive decision would represent a giant leap forward in the decades-old effort to provide Mexican consumers with year-round access to fresh, healthy U.S. potatoes. The case is scheduled to be decided by the 5-member Supreme Court later today.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Humans aren't the only ones having to deal with a pandemic, at least for the moment, as poultry across the country have been dealing with the severity of another bird flu outbreak. The USDA has warned poultry producers to watch for a return of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, which is seeing similar conditions like the last outbreak in 2014 and 2015. The outbreak just a few years ago resulted in the deaths of millions of birds across the country. Georgia and Alabama are two of the highest broiler producing states in the country. Carla Sapp with the Washington State Department of Agriculture has planned a webinar to educate poultry owners now before cases are reported. She says the online event focuses on the background of highly pathogenic avian influenza and then transition to biosecurity measures.
So basically practical things that you can do in your own flock to protect them from contracting this disease.
SAP noted the agriculture community also has the opportunity to prevent this from becoming a problem.
So it's really important that people get this information and then take those steps to protect their own flock and their neighbor's flocks from bird flu.
Poultry producers interested in registering for the USDA webinar titled Defend the Flock can register for free on the USDA website. Just search for Defend the Flock at usda.gov.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Demand for new homes surged 4.3% last month. The housing market remains one of the strongest segments of the economy. Six Flags Entertainment reporting a loss of $85.8 million in its fourth quarter.
The Arlington, Texas-based amusement park operator posted revenue of $108.6 million in the period. For the year, the company reported a loss of $423.4 million, or $4.99 per share. Revenue for the year was reported as $356.6 million. Six Flags shares have climbed 28% since the beginning of the year. The stock has risen 39% in the last 12 months.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Retailer Fry's Electronics closing its doors for good, blaming the pandemic for its demise after 36 years. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The LA Clippers, second of the NBA Western Conference, defeated Washington 135-116, snapping the Wizards' season-high five-game winning streak. Reggie Jackson off the bench with 17 points, talked about the 58 points scoring from the bench.
I think we did it collectively, played some minutes tonight, and hopefully continue to keep going.
Philadelphia down Toronto 109-102. Sixers coach Doc Rivers says he's just glad they got the victory despite too many mistakes.
Really some bad plays, bad turnovers, careless plays. But in the meat of the game, we didn't turn the ball over that much.
Dallas beat Boston 110-107. The Celtics drop below 500. It was Detroit 105, Orlando 93. Cleveland 112, Atlanta 111. Brooklyn 127, Sacramento 118. Golden State 114, New York 106. Milwaukee 139, Minnesota 112, Denver 111, Portland 106. Top 25 action, second-ranked Baylor playing for the first time in 3 weeks due to COVID issues, defeated Iowa State 77-72. They're 18-0. This is SRN Sports. Unranked Michigan State held Illinois to 5-for-17 from the three-point range and upsetting the fifth-ranked Illini 81-72. Kansas State upset number 7 Oklahoma 62-57. It was eighth-ranked Villanova 81 St. John's 58, 10th ranked West Virginia 74, TCU 66, 14th ranked Texas went to overtime to edge 17th ranked Kansas 75-72. In the NHL, Pittsburgh overtime, Washington 3-2. Penguins forward Jack Guentzel, who had a goal and an assist, says they played a smart game against an offensive juggernaut like the Capitals.
I just thought we played a good 200-foot game. I mean, we know what kind of offensive team they are, and we just want to limit their chances as much as we can.
Chicago was a shootout winner over Columbus 6-5. Ottawa, a shootout winner over Montreal 5-4. It was Buffalo 4, New Jersey 1, Nashville 2, Detroit nothing, Edmonton 4-3 over Vancouver. Tiger Woods underwent surgery Tuesday for a shattered tibia and fibula bones in his lower right leg. He suffered in a car crash in Los Angeles. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, any room is a panic room if you've lost your phone in it. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.